Ask Alex is going on right now, and if you ever want to be a part of it, real easy to do. All you got to do is email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. You can also hit us up, too, direct message us on Instagram. Just follow the show to do that, Joe and Alex Show. This morning, let's give a Joe and Alex Show welcome to Ryan. Hey, Ryan, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Why are you on the phone today for Ask Alex?
Yeah, I'm just looking for some advice because it's something my girlfriend does.
Okay.
All right.
My buddies all hate it and hate her. They're trying to get me to break up with her. But, you know, I'm not that concerned about it, what she's doing, because I feel like, you know, a lot of these chicks out here do something like that, you know. I mean, at least a version of it.
They're all crazy, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly. So she's had, like, this really bad, like, dating history with guys cheating on her. So, you know, it's kind of understandable that she's got some trust issues, which I completely understand. You know, and she's, like, a little possessive over me. I don't even know why I'm making that big a deal about it. But anyway, she's, like, paranoid about me, you know, cheating. And she's just started involving things, like, you know, okay, she's doing this thing that's involving, you know, my penis and a Sharpie marker.
What?
Could you have at least warmed us up, too? Like, I did not expect that to land on my lap.
Okay, well, neither did I the first time it happened. But anyway, the thing is, anytime I have, like, plans without her, she makes me, you know, pull down my pants, and she writes "Property of Jen" on my...
Your ding dong. Your dingy lingy. Okay.
She writes her name. She writes "Property of Jen" on your penis before you leave the house.
Yes.
Okay. First of all, that's weird. Second of all, like I'm thinking of like myself here. This guy must be packing to be able to write the word "property."
Yeah. How big or how small?
It is flattering.
How big or how small does she write it?
It does fit, and you can read it.
Wow.
And it's non-toxic, too. So, in case you're saying, like, this isn't putting me in danger.
You know, okay.
And she says that, you know, if I come home and the writing is, if it isn't smeared, that's how she knows that I haven't cheated on her. You know? And it's not just going out to bars and stuff like that without her. You know, it's just like really any time I leave the apartment.
Like for errands, you know, or anything, not just going out with the boys?
Yeah, well, you know, because she doesn't know if I'm actually going to do that, you know. So if I like go grocery shopping, you know, or
she's doing that.
Crap.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, because she doesn't know, right? She doesn't know that I'm actually going to go grocery shopping.
Why do I get the idea that you're not concerned at all that she likes to write on your rooster? You're concerned about something else. Like, does it really not bother you that she takes a Sharpie and marks you?
Well, I just feel like, you know, girls are going to do this kind of stuff.
Wow.
Has any girl in the past with you ever done this?
No.
No, this is the first time.
Oh,
for
okay.
Sure.
Did any of your buddies' girls do this to them?
No.
Ryan, I mean, that's because this is not normal behavior. Your girlfriend is crazy.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, she just, you know, she's been burned a couple times. So,
like she's been
cheated
on in the past? She has trust issues?
Yeah. You know, but okay, the real issue here that I have is the other night I went to the gym, you know, and I was working pretty hard, you know, and I got really sweaty and the marking got slightly smudged.
Oh, no.
You know, now she has packed all of my stuff and put it in our garage. And that's literally where like I sort of slept last night.
Holy crap, dude. Your girlfriend is insane. Who, like, no, this is not normal behavior. I'm trying to help you.
That's not really why I'm calling. I'm calling to get some advice on how I can prove I didn't cheat.
No, that is not what you need advice on. You need advice on how to leave this girl because she is crazy.
No, she's not crazy. No. Okay, maybe I'm not saying this right. I think she likes me this much that she wants me to you know, be with her, you know. So this is, I'm actually, you know, she did, That's why she cares a lot about me. That's why she's doing it.
You sound like it's like role reversals. You sound like a beaten and battered woman that sticks with a guy that will not leave him because like, oh well, he really cares about me even though he punches me in the face and tells me I'm worthless.
I mean, again, it's non-toxic, so it's not doing anything that's, you know, in putting me in danger.
You want advice on how to stay with this girl?
Well, that's what I'm asking. I'm just asking to see, like, you know, some advice on how can I prove it that it was from the gym.
How does this girl get to keep a boyfriend and have a boyfriend and not me?
You need to start putting your signature on it, Alex.
How?
You're crazy, too, but just, I guess, in a non-marker way.
I have never done anything
like
this.
I feel like all girls and, like, you know, I've been in some committed relationships. You know, where it's just like they do weird stuff like this. I mean, this is the first time I've been, you know, marked. But, you know, in other
ways.
Mark
of the beast. Producer MYK, you ever have a girl marker your wiener?
No, just dry erase.
Oh, okay. There's a difference. Well, Ryan, we're getting some phone calls, and I don't know if they're going to help you or what, but can you hang on?
Yeah, of course.
All right, 317-239-1009. We'll talk to Ryan, who we just found out his girlfriend pretty much is kicking him out, thinks that he's cheating on her because she always writes property of whatever on his wiener before he goes out and he went to the gym.
Does that make sense
what I'm saying right now? Does Ryan understand this? She writes property or whatever on Ryan's wiener.
But I'm glad he doesn't have to be at work yet so that you can actually help me talk some sense into Ryan.
317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram.